Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is December. Lots of activities during the month of December for Advent and preparing for Christmas to help us remember that blessed time, that the nativity of our Lord, all kinds of events for families of all ages to enjoy and to point us back to that to God's word and the nativity of Christ. We have a great event that happens here annually in Missouri, just south of St. Louis. And it's a wonderful event. It's been a tradition for my family and many others for years, and I'd love to share it with you. And there's a lot of history involved in that event as well. Hope you can stick around and find out more about the Christmas Country Church Tour here in Missouri. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for supporting Faith and Family. Find out more about them on our website, kfuo.org. Look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section. Joining me by phone this morning, Terry Pullman, is a member and involved with a member of Trinity Lutheran Church in Friedheim, and also involved with the Christmas Country Church Tour. Terry, welcome to Faith and Family.
Well, thank you.
Tell me a little bit about the community where you live, Terry.
It's just a small rural community. We have, other than just the Lutheran churches, we have Catholics, we have Methodists, you name it. It's kind of like any small country community.
Now, you're in Perry County, is that right?
I'm in Cape County.
Cape County. So there are, this church tour that we'll be talking about today goes across three counties, if I remember correctly. It's Perry County and, is it Bullinger County?
Bullinger County and Cape County.
And Cape County.
Correct.
So it really covers an area where all three of these counties meet, and there are about 28 churches involved in it. But let's talk first about where you live. Did you grow up in that area?
Yes, I did. I was not baptized in the Trinity Lutheran Church. My parents lived in a little town of Perryville at that time. It's not a little town. I was baptized in Emmanuel, but I've been a member of Friedheim. They moved back to the farm all my life.
So
I was confirmed. I actually went to parochial school there until the school didn't have enough members, and they had to close the doors, unfortunately.
How would you describe the history of this part of Missouri, this Perry County and Cape County, Bullinger County, where many of these churches are?
The history of what I've tried to pay attention to, there are very good, solid people in this community. Like the Germans, whether they're, again, Lutherans, Catholics, everybody is as solid rock as you can ask.
There are a lot of folks who, a lot of German immigrants who settled in this part of the country, and you can see a lot of that history in the churches in this part of the country. You can see about a lot of that history of that immigration and what was happening at that time that led up to that immigration. You see that in the history of these churches, and some of it has been well preserved. Tell me about your congregation, Trinity Friedheim.
Well, we have got a very unique church. I'll start with there. It's amazing that you think back in 1847 that the people couldn't even meet at a church. They went from to people's homes to have a church service possibly just once a month, depending on circumstances. But in 1848, our church was founded then. But the unique part is our church building is made out of sandstone.
Really?
And it is well at the time, you can't hardly even see any wear on that church. It's just amazing that there was people that knew how to cut stones years ago and put one stone on top of the other to form this beautiful church.
Made out of sandstone. Now, are there other buildings in the area that you've seen that are made this way as well, from sandstone?
Yes. There's a Catholic church in the little town of Beale that's also made out of sandstone, and I can't tell you much history on that one. But they done basically similar what the Friedheim congregation did. Of course, Friedheim's first church was a log church that served its purpose, I guess, as long as it could. And they seen a need for a larger church. And it's amazing that they got together and done that. And I know that had to be hard work back then to even get them stones. If you see the church that high in the air without scaffolding and cranes and stuff we have today.
Now, and how long have you been a part of Trinity Lutheran Church in Friedheim?
61 years.
Wow. Well, that's a great history to be a part of that congregation. And how have you seen a congregation in this community, as the community changes, as the industry of the community changes through time. Certainly farming is a big part of this community, right?
Correct. But it's not as big. I don't want to say this. There is, like all our areas of the country, possibly, the farmers have gotten bigger and there's less farmers actually out there. But as the farms are getting larger, there is more people that are not full-time farmers anymore, but we still have a really good bunch of people that still come to this church.
So as the industry changes over time, as you pointed out, the farms have gotten larger, farmers have gotten fewer. But because of, thanks to technology and machinery, I assume that's what allows the farms to become larger and fewer farmers. And so that industry has certainly changed. But there are other industries in the community as well, correct?
Correct. We stated, there's towns, larger towns like Cape Girardeau just to the south of us, Perryville. There's big factories like P&G. I mean, it's amazing, and this country area has started building new homes, and it's kind of like any area. Once a new home goes up, seems like another one goes beside it, and another one, and the amount of homes in the last 10 or 15 years just are amazing.
And this community is just south of St. Louis. About how far, how long does it take from St. Louis or to St. Louis?
Well, depending on what you call exactly St. Louis, we always said years ago is 90 to 100 miles. And that's a little over hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes, depending on where you start out of St. Louis or start down here to where you're going into St. Louis.
Sure.
Of course, we have Interstate 55, which is, like I said, it's fast to get there and back.
Sure, and it comes right through these
comes
counties.
Right through, very close to our church is only about 4 miles off the interstate.
Now, the country church tour, the Christmas country church tour, started off as a small tour, just a few churches, and it's grown year by year, and now it's up to about 28 churches. And your congregation, Trinity Freedom, has been a part of that throughout the history of this event, the Christmas country church tour. What are some of the things that your congregation does as part of or in preparation for the Christmas Country Church Tour?
Possibly like most churches, we just done it yesterday. We decorate, we make it look as presentable as possible. We print up flyers and welcome anybody from here, there, and everywhere. And it's just amazing that people from other states will come on this tour.
It is. It's got a draw from across the region. I know that we're happy to make the drive at about an hour and a half or so to visit these churches. There's just something pleasant. It starts at 2 o'clock on the 15th, if I remember correctly, 2 to 9 p.m. Yep. On the 15th and on the 16th. You just travel around and visit from church to church. The sanctuaries are open and decorated for Advent and Christmas, and some of them have treats or music and things to enjoy while visiting.
We at Freedom have both.
Aha. Uh-huh.
We have, pretty well every church has snacks. As a lot of people laugh, they're very polite. They don't want to take too much because they got snacks to sample at other churches. But our pastor and a group of people get together and play Christmas songs on guitars, fiddles, and things at our church on Thursday evenings, usually.
So there will be music at Trinity and Freedom.
Live music. Yes.
Very nice to point that out. It is nice. Some of the churches will have their choirs rehearsing or choirs presenting music on that evening, and some are more quiet on that evening. But a nice place to visit and see all the preparations for Advent and Christmas. Now, you're involved with some of the decorating as well. Is that right?
Yes. Like I said, we finished up decorating the church yesterday. We started early in the week because there's call for some chance of rain to decorate on the outside. We finished that up before, but we invite anybody to come who wants to help us, and we kind of got our decorations down pat where everybody kind of knows what they're doing. It takes several hours to get tree up, all the decorations around the altar and everything. like almost all churches I've been at, everybody goes out a little bit and makes it nice Christmassy feel when you walk into church.
So many hands make light to the work, and so it takes a nice crew, and it sounds like everybody's learned how this, you've got a nice structure or rhythm down for this decorating process to get ready. And so all these hands coming together to help decorate for this event. And then typically, are there folks from Trinity Lutheran there the nights of the tour as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll have somebody there from 2 till it ends. I'd like to interject something here. Last year at 9 o'clock, just a tad after, a couple comes running up the steps to come in church, and they said, "We made it." I said, "Oh, we weren't going to shut the door." And they said, "You don't understand. We made all the churches in 2 nights."
Oh, wow.
I said, "How could you do that?" She said, "Well, we tried it last year, and we figured out ways to cut corners and close our mileage off of places." And I had never heard anybody say they made all the churches in 2 nights.
Well, that gives them about 2.5 minutes to visit at each church, right?
Yeah. What's that? You think about it. Yeah. I thought they meant it because we was going to shut the door. No, you don't understand. We made all the churches in 2 nights.
Well, you bring up a good point. Since there are about 28 churches that are involved in this tour that are available to visit on this tour, that's quite a bit to try to make in 1 night or even 2 nights. And so you really just have to take your pick and visit a few of the churches. Now, with it starting a little bit earlier, starting at 2 o'clock this year, I would think that makes it a little bit easier to try to cover even more churches. I should point out that you can find the Christmas Country Church Tour on Facebook at Christmas Country Church Tour, and there you'll find more information about the tour, including a map.
Yes.
With 33 locations to visit this year, it sounds like, and some of those are historical sites as well, in addition to the churches. So there are a lot of places to visit this year.
Yes. And, you know, at Christmas, it's a lot of fellowship, brings out people that you hadn't seen in years. Everybody's in the Christmas spirit. It's just a pleasant experience to visit with anybody that comes in your door.
And so I would imagine this is kind of like a homecoming for some of the congregations as folks come through, as friends come through and visit that perhaps haven't been there in a while. It's a bit like a homecoming.
Yes, that's a good point. I done some last year. My mom and dad were married at Far Church, who was on the tour. And they was telling me about they remodeled their church and some people that came from Far last year to our church. So the next night before went up to our church to sit and visit with people, I ran over to their church to visit with them.
so you
kind of trade off, you know. You go to our church, I come to your church.
Now, I know you've had responsibilities at Trinity on the nights of the tour. Have you had some opportunities to get out and do some of the tour yourself? I know it's a self-guided tour, and so have you had a chance to go out and visit some of the other churches?
Yes, absolutely. Well, like you said, though, taking a turn and welcoming people to our church, you don't have as much time. But, oh, yes, every year I try to make a couple churches before I go to Friedheim.
Why have the folks at Trinity in Friedheim stepped up and been a part of this Christmas Country Church Tour? What is it that you enjoy about this and that the congregation sees that it's beneficial and keeps participating in it each year?
I'd say, again, like last year, when you get hundreds of people walking through your church get to visit with people you haven't seen in years, it's just amazing that time of year to talk and visit with people in such a joyous holiday.
Now, have you when you go out and visit some of the other churches, what are some of the interesting things that you've learned about these other churches when you've gone out to visit, or any history that you've had a chance to learn while doing this?
Well, even like I've just mentioned, I hadn't been to that Far Church since they remodeled. It's really neat to go visit with, because I know some of the people there that night that was there, of all things. It's interesting to talk with them and see how they remodeled their church and how they decorate their church.
Now, which church is that? Is that Salem?
Salem at Far, yeah.
Far. all these towns now, for folks listening or who look this up, might need some help pronouncing the towns around here. So maybe you could help us learn how to pronounce these towns. Now, we have Perryville down. We've got that one figured out. And Trinity and Friedheim and Farrar, which is F-A-R-R-A-R. What are some of the other towns around there that we might be looking up on the map?
Well, I don't know if they know pronounced Friedenberg. I mean, we grew up with it, so we just take it for granted.
Sure.
I hate to say that way, but we take it for granted the way that we learned to pronounce the names.
Now, you mentioned Beale as well, B-I-E-H-L-E, a little town there in southeast Missouri.
And I'm sure some people wouldn't pronounce it that way, but we grew up, it's Beale.
What about there are a couple of other little towns, Pocahontas and Apple Creek?
Yes, that's correct. And of all things, I live really close to Apple Creek. I can see the Apple Creek church steeple from a hill on the backside of my farm.
Now, which church is that?
That's the Catholic Church.
Okay, because there's also Apple Creek Presbyterian Church that's in Pocahontas, and that one's on Friday night only. There's no longer a congregation that meets there, but it's a historic building with some really interesting history.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that point up, because that is also Apple Creek. But yes, this nowhere close to me is the Catholic Church.
Have you ever made it to the Apple Creek Church building on the tour?
Yes.
It's pretty neat, isn't it? No electricity in the building.
Yes.
They just they use lanterns and candles to light the space, and they have a wood fire going in there to keep it nice and warm. And occasionally, they have a little organ, a foot pedaled organ.
Yeah, a pump organ.
Yep. And occasionally, if there's someone there that knows how to play it, they might even play it while you're visiting. It's really neat to see how these congregations worshipped in the past, prior to having electricity or indoor plumbing, things like that.
Yes, it is neat.
And that one they still have a cemetery there, and usually they have I think it's a historical society that helps run or host that evening, that Friday evening at Apple Creek, and they usually have little luminaries outside as well, lighting the way up to that one.
That's what I understand too, that the society helps them out, yes. But it's just neat to see all the history and how you think about before they had, you just said it, no electricity, no plumbing, nothing. And think about they rode there on horseback or buggies.
Mm-hmm. And if I remember correctly, there's a story about Apple Creek, and I think it might have been, was it Walther at Apple Creek? Someone, their horse had trouble crossing Apple Creek or something like that. I can't remember the whole history. Now, I'm talking about history when I don't know the whole story. I should just stop. So let's see. Other towns around there, Frohna, F-R-O-H-N-A.
Correct, yes.
So
Altenburg.
Mm-hmm. And
of course, you go east of all them, there's no church at Wittenberg that I can think of anyhow. That's where most people, the Germans, got off of boats and settled in the southeast area, the German Lutherans, Catholics and other denominations.
In Altenburg and Frohna, we can find in Altenburg we can find the Lutheran Heritage Center and Log Cabin College, and that's right next to Trinity Lutheran Church in Altenburg. And I believe they'll be open with a lot of history exhibits in the museum, the Heritage Center and Log Cabin College there in Altenburg. That's a pretty neat sight to see as well.
Yes, and since you brought that up, that is where one of the first students to graduate from that log seminary over there at Altenburg came to Friedheim to be our first pastor.
Oh, wow. So much history in this place.
Yeah, that is amazing. It started right there, excuse me, at Little Altenburg.
Saxony Lutheran Memorial in Frohna, they'll be open as well with a live nativity drive-through as part of the tour this year. Which is, I think, this is a new thing for them. I know they've had events there, live nativity in the past, but this will be a live nativity drive-through on the nights of the tour.
That just drive through there, see the old buildings, is just unique in its own way.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to Brazo Presbyterian Church before on the tour?
Yes, I have.
They usually have a giant cedar tree, I think, up in the front of the sanctuary.
Yes, yes, they do.
There's some neat history there about the Presbyterians who had settled in Brazo. Thanks to them, it was many of the German Lutherans who settled in that area owe much thanks to the Presbyterians who had already settled in the area to help them with just a number of things that first year there, helping them with the supplies and the resources that they needed to establish their community.
And not to correct you, around here we've known it as Brazo.
Brazo. All right. Yeah. Well, see, that's why I asked.
I hate to say that, but that's a grip. That's the way I was always told it was pronounced.
Well,
Brazo.
That's why we're bringing them up on here, so that so that we're using the right names here, at least how they're pronounced locally. Then there's Crosstown. That's a little bit further north, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. And east.
And east. So there are a few churches in Crosstown as well. Now, I will say, in the past, I've tried to use GPS to find my way around these. It hasn't worked so well in the past.
I was wondering if you don't lose signal someplace.
Well, not only that, it's just sometimes the addresses don't translate very well to GPS.
Yes, yes, I can understand that too.
Because of some of the county roads and things like that are a little bit hard. There is a handy map available, though, on the Christmas Country Church Tour Facebook page that you can download as a PDF, and that'll help get you around. And the nice thing is, when you visit one church, they and you want to let them know where you're going to the next church, they can give you directions generally to the next church.
Absolutely, that's a unique thing right there in itself. So now, which way do we turn? We get out of here and ask which church you want to go to. And you're right. If we know a shorter cut, we can get them there.
In the past, we mentioned, you know, visiting at each one of these churches and some of the decorations. Some of them have treats as well. Is there a longstanding tradition of a specific treat at Trinity in Friedheim that shows up at the Christmas Country Church Tour?
I can't say it's tradition of any one single thing, but we never run out of something to snack on.
I one year my nephew came along and he kept track of all the cookies that at each church. He kept a record, a log of all the cookies that he had at each church as he visited.
That's why I said you got to pace yourself.
That's right. That's right. Some of them have all kinds of sweet treats, cookies, and things like that. Christmas time sweets, and some of them have it's deer season. Some of them have deer sausage out and cheese and things like that to so a little nosh to enjoy while you visit and reflect on the season.
Yes. Yes.
Now, are you planning to get out and visit some this year, or are you on duty the whole time at Trinity this year?
I plan on getting out and visiting myself, but I'm on duty too, if you want to call it that, yes.
All right. Which night?
I enjoy visiting with the people as they come in.
Absolutely.
Really,
well, which night are you on duty at Trinity?
I kind of wait and see who hasn't filled in something, and I usually fill in somewhere in between.
Very good. Well, I hope that it all goes well, and go visit Trinity Lutheran Church as part of the Christmas Country Church Tour. What's the address of Trinity? What road is it located on?
It's located on Road 416 off of Route KK.
All right.
I'm sorry, 415. I even said that wrong. 415, I'm sorry.
3700 County Road.
3700 County Road.
415 in Friedheim. Terry, thanks so much for being my guest today, and God's blessings on the upcoming Christmas Country Church Tour and the many years that Trinity has been involved in that.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Coming up in just a little bit, I'm going to revisit a conversation, one that I find very helpful every year as you look forward to the holidays and have a loved one who is on the autism spectrum, faces some of you're facing some of those questions. How do we care for them? How do we approach the holidays in a joyful way? Stick around. More Faithful Faith and Family on the way.